Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, defective bloc campaigners appeared at the Oireachtas Housing Committee meeting this afternoon. Councillor Jerry McMonagall expressed his frustrations when two questions he submitted in November remain unanswered at today's meeting of the Regional Health Forum West. Gardaí are hunting the drivers of a blue Ford Transit van they believe was involved in a number of thefts in Letterkenny in the early hours of yesterday morning, and almost €120,000 worth of suspected cannabis has been seized in South Donegal. These stories in full, plus more to come. Kenny Harkin will also have all the latest in sport. That's coming up around 5:15. Defective bloc campaigners appeared at the Oireachtas Housing Committee this afternoon. Counties Donegal, Mayo and Clare were represented. In her opening statement, MICA Action Group PRO Angela Ward asked the government if they had empathy to understand the strife experienced by homeowners affected by defective blocs. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin from the area of Inishowen says he's all too familiar with the issues in the scheme and that current legislation does not reflect peer-reviewed research that has been carried out.
For Donegal, based in the Inishowen Peninsula, I'm all too familiar with the limitations of the scheme, but I'm going to focus in on two areas because I'm sure all of the members will not want to cover as many points as possible. The first area I want to focus in on is the area of the NSAI review of IS465. At the last committee hearing, it was conveyed both in public session and privately afterwards to NSAI the serious concerns in relation to what was a desktop study. So we have a standard where homeowners are asked to remediate their homes that's based on a desktop study. And as you have said in your submission, Angela, there have been internationally peer-reviewed studies now. And indeed, the people responsible for those studies have fed in already findings to the NSAI. You've described it, in my opinion, rightly, as reckless in the extreme. To have a scheme that the Cathaoirleach has stated will be billions of euro of taxpayers' money based on the wrong diagnosis. I have said in Donegal that we believe in Donegal that in terms of this scheme, our families have been diagnosed with the wrong cancer. I'm sorry to use those terms, but it's the only way I can describe it. And that means that it's the wrong prognosis and solution. That is, could not be more serious. And the emerging evidence backs us up. So,
In response to the deputy's stark comments, MAG chairperson Lisa Hone says looking at the scheme, it's as if the science has never happened.
Currently, this is one of the most disturbing aspects for homeowners. Either the government wants a science-led scheme or it obviously doesn't. The science that is investigating the true cause, the true nature of what's going on here, has now been going on for over 2 years. We had testimony prior to the legislation even going through from international experts indicating that it was, evidencing indeed that it was internal sulphate attack. Since that time, the evidence that has been researched from a host of independent international concrete science specialists has just got stronger and stronger and stronger. So with that evidence, it is incredulous that we find ourselves in a position where, despite all that, despite the CVs of the scientists that have been investigating this in the most rigorous and scientific methodologies, we still have a standard and remediation solutions which are based upon a now accepted, flawed standard. So it doesn't, it's like the science has never happened. And the NSAI is effectively sitting on its hands, not acknowledging it.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall expressed his frustrations when two questions he submitted back in November remain unanswered at today's meeting of the Regional Health Forum West. The questions related to concerns raised by the parents of children with additional needs surrounding the lack of staff in the Child Disability Network teams in Donegal. Councillor McMonagall said not having answers today was beggar's belief, and that the longer children are left without intervention, the worse their condition becomes. A meeting with parents and public representatives is to take place on Friday, with answers promised by then. Councillor McMonagall says he hopes answers will come through, given the stark vacancy rates within the CDNT.
I was doing a follow-up just to keep the pressure on the HSE as regards what work had been done, any progress had been made in relation to the assessment for wheelchairs and also for the different vacancies across the whole county around physiotherapists and OTs.
There's another meeting taking place on Friday, and you're promised to have answers for then. Do you have faith that those answers will come through?
Well, I would hope so, but as I say, it's just not good enough that 3 months, almost four now, has passed, and that an answer couldn't be provided to me today. I mean, that we have massive vacancies right across the county in CDNT staff. We have 65% in East Donegal, 40% in North Donegal, with 45% vacancies in Inishowen, and 46% in South West Donegal. That means children are not getting support that they need, and certainly the parents are not getting the support that they need to work with their children. And this is totally unacceptable. And we have met with a number of the parents over this last number of months with the HSE to try and keep the pressure on and to support the parents, and indeed, more importantly, to support the children and get the services that they need and deserve. And unfortunately, to date, that hasn't been reciprocated by the HSE. So today I made a proposal to them that they would look to the private sector and study a proposal that hopefully will be coming in from the parents on Friday, that they would talk to a group that is willing to provide those services that there is currently vacancies for in Donegal.
Almost €120,000 worth of suspected cannabis has been seized in South Donegal. 6 kilograms of the drug was seized during a follow-up search conducted by Gardaí in Ballyshannon on foot of the discovery of a grow house in Donegal town last week. The initial find saw over €630,000 worth of suspected cannabis seized during last Wednesday's operation. Garda Grainne Doherty says the finds were significant.
Gardaí in Donegal seized cannabis valued at over €600,000 during searches at an industrial premises last Wednesday in Donegal town. These searches were conducted as part of Operation Tara by the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit. They had assistance, of course, from Gardaí in the Ballyshannon district. So during the course of this search, a large-scale grow house was located with cannabis plants at various stages of growth. The drugs seized comprised 500 cannabis plants and 13.5 kg of cultivated cannabis herb. The suspected drugs are subject now to analysis by the Forensic Science Ireland lab. So we're appealing to anybody who may have information in relation to this grow house and seizure to contact the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit on 91 67 100, the Garda Confidential line either on 1800 666 111 or any Garda station. Mm-hmm. And the investigations are ongoing. We have an update here also in relation to a second drugs-related incident. So almost €120,000 worth of suspected cannabis has also been seized in South Donegal. 6 kilograms of this drug was seized during follow-up searches conducted by Gardaí in Ballyshannon. This was on foot of the discovery of this grow house in Donegal town last week.
Okay.
So the find brings the estimated total of the drugs seized to 751,500. So as always, if anybody has any information in relation to this drugs find or any drugs-related activity whatsoever, we encourage them to contact Gardaí even at their local station, or contact that Garda confidential line number on 1800 666 111.
The Changing Places facility at Letterkenny Retail Park is expected to open in the coming months. Funding for the project was secured from the Disability Participation and Awareness Fund after a motion was first brought before Donegal County Council in 2021 by Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. Two other public toilets are also being delivered as part of the project. Councillor Kavanagh says Changing Places facility will make a huge difference to the lives of those with complex needs.
The funding for this project actually came about when we applied to the Disability Participation and Awareness Fund a couple of years ago, and we got a grant for this purpose. Then we also got some further funding from Minor Tourism that now has helped make the change of places a reality for Letterkenny and for the retail park. And, you know, the provision of that facility will make a huge difference to those families that need it. People, you know, families that have a profoundly disabled person, family member. You know, in many cases, it's the difference between being able to go somewhere and having to stay at home. And, you know, people previously have had to face the indignity too of changing a loved one on a toilet floor, for example, because of no proper facilities. So this is great news for the town and for people coming into the town. And as well as that changing facility, there will also be regular toilets here, and that's something that we've been asking for going back to town council days for that area, because constantly people are inquiring about toilet facilities there. So that need will be met as well. So it'll be a benefit just not for people who need a changing facility, but also for all the shoppers that use the retail area.
A man has been arrested after reportedly brandishing a knife on the ATU campus in Sligo. It's reported he threatened passersbys at the university before being apprehended by Gardaí at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. No injuries were reported and the man is being detained at Sligo Garda Station. ATU Sligo Student Union President Jeremiah Eberong says the situation was dealt with quickly.
Loads of students were actually very shocked to hear about what happened. But thankfully, no one got hurt, no one was injured. Our security team here on campus acted immediately. The guards were notified and the suspect has been apprehended. And I'm just grateful that everyone's all okay.
Gardaí are hunting the drivers of a blue Ford Transit van they believe was involved in a number of thefts in Letterkenny in the early hours of yesterday morning. A 16-foot car transporter and food trays were stolen. With more details, here's Michaela Clark.
The blue Ford Transit van with a partial registration of JLZ was first observed at around 5 past midnight yesterday at the rear of Letterkenny Retail Park. The occupants exited the vehicle and stole a number of food trays. They then travelled to a car park on the Pierce Road at around 20 past midnight, where they stole a 16-foot car transporter. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the locality between 11:30 and 1 o'clock on Monday morning and who has dashcam footage to make it available to them. Anyone who observed the van in the area is also asked to come forward.
The time's gone 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. Here's Kenny Harkin with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Republic of Ireland manager Eileen Gleeson has warned that tonight's opposition will be difficult to break down. Wales visit Tallaght Stadium for Ireland's last friendly before the Euro qualifying commences in April. Gleeson has been assessing tonight's opponents.
We've seen them be aggressive in their press. We've seen them being really strong and, you know, compact defensively centrally. We've seen them be really quick in transitions, looking to catch teams from deep positions in behind their lines, and really well organised. And then in possession, then looking to use their key players like Jess Fishlock, you know, a lot of experience.
Kick-off tonight is at 7:30, and Northern Ireland, they face Montenegro in the second leg of their Women's Nations League playoff this evening. There's a 7 o'clock start at Windsor Park. Northern Ireland won the first leg 2-0 on Friday as they bid to stay in League B. Elsewhere, Manchester City, they continue the defence of their FA Cup with a fifth-round tie away to Luton Town tonight. There's an 8 o'clock start at Kenilworth Road. There's a 7:30 start at the Vitality, where Bournemouth, they face Championship leaders Leicester City. And Blackburn entertain Newcastle with a kick-off at Ewood Park of 7:45. In the Scottish Premiership tonight at 8 o'clock, Ross County, they play St Mirren. And in the Northern Ireland Championship this evening, there's two games down for decision. Derrickview, they play Anna United, that one's at 8 o'clock. And Newington Youth, they play Ayrs, 7:45. In other soccer news, Ryan Gravenberch's injury is not as bad as first feared. The Liverpool midfielder was stretched off on Sunday's Carabao Cup final, with Jurgen Klopp revealing Gravenberch suffered an ankle ligament injury. The Dutchman will miss tomorrow's FA Cup tie with Southampton and the weekend trip to Nottingham Forest. And Evan Ferguson will miss Brighton's FA Cup trip to Wolves tomorrow night with an ankle injury. However, the Republic of Ireland player should be fit for Saturday's game away to Fulham. But Brighton winger Kimura Matoma will miss the rest of the season due to a back injury. In Gaelic Games, the launch of the Air Grid Ulster Under 20 Championship took place on Monday evening in Gairfaghy, County Tyrone. Donegal are in Section B along with Armagh, Cavan and Fermanagh, and their first game is away to Cavan at Kingspan Breffni Park on Saturday the 9th of March. Niamh Connell's Finbar Rorty has been named as captain of the county side. Manager Sean Paul Barrett, he looks set to be down a number of his four Masters contingent as they are scheduled to play in the All-Ireland Schools final for Abbey Vocational School on the same day.
They won the McLaren and now they're out in the All-Ireland final on the 9th. Same day we're playing Cavan. That's a
going to cause us a bit of difficulty. I don't know what's going to happen there. I don't know how that's going to figure itself out.
That's a problem for you to approach. And of course, you have a view in the senior squad as well. Have you had any difficulties in having availability of the likes of Luke McGlinnan or Shane Caulfield, who are involved with the senior squad?
No, but they're with the seniors sporadically. They've been back a couple of times with us. We're hoping that we'll get more access to them now going forward into the competition. But obviously, they're when they're in contention for in the senior team, Jim's going to have first refusal of them. Like, you know, and listen, Jim is very good. He's very knowledgeable, and hopefully they're going to be released. And now I know there's a difficulty with the seniors at the moment. They have a lot of injuries and different things. So Jim has to look after his panel as well.
Moving on to rugby, and Hugo Keenan says he's hoping to feature in Ireland's Six Nations game away to England. The fullback missed last weekend's win over Wales with the knee injury sustained in the prior game with Italy. But speaking to the Irish Independent, Keenan says his rehab is progressing well and hopes to resume full contact training by the end of the week. Meanwhile, Finlay Beelam has rejoined the Irish camp despite being initially released to Connacht. The tight head had been expected to play in Saturday's URC fixture with the Scarlets. However, Connacht scrum coach Colm Tucker revealed that Beelam has been summoned from training this morning to return to his Ireland teammates. And international trio Craig Casey, Tom Ahern and Jeremy Lockman will be available for Munster's URC meeting with Zebre on Friday. Finally, for this evening, in horse racing, Constitution Hill has emerged as a major doubt for Cheltenham. The reigning champion hurdle winner had a poor showing on the gallops at Kempton today. Trainer Nicky Henderson later reported signs of an infection in the 7-year-old's airways. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. This just in, Gardaí have received report of a road traffic collision at Mountaintop Letterkenny. It happened at around 4:45 this afternoon. No injuries have been reported, nor is any further information available at this time. HICWA has published reports following inspections at two residential centres for older people in Donegal, both of which had 48 residents in place. Three non-compliances were noted in the case of Larissa Lodge and Letterkenny, while two non-compliances were reported in the case of Nazareth House Fawn. In both cases, plans to address issues have been submitted by the centre. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The inspection at Larissa Lodge was carried out in June, with the inspectors saying the feedback from residents was largely positive. However, improvements were required to ensure that safeguarding processes were fully implemented at the centre. The report notes non-compliances in the areas of training and staff development, governance and management, and protection, and includes an appendix outlining how management are addressing those concerns. In the case of Nazareth House in Fawn, which was inspected in November, inspectors found the residents had a good quality of life and were generally well supported, but the upkeep of the centre's premises required improvement. The report noted non-compliances in the areas of premises and the contracts between residents and the centre. Management says work commenced in December to address issues regarding the layout of a number of bedrooms. More details and links to the full reports are available on our website, highlandradio.com.
The European Parliament has voted to approve the Nature Restoration Law. It aims to rewild 20% of land and sea by 2030. Ben Finnegan has more.
Ireland will have 2 years to decide how to rewild a fifth of the country's land and sea. It must be completed by 2030. The laws, which have caused controversy among the farming community, do come with the potential for exemptions, like a suspension of rolling out the restoration. They passed the Parliament with a margin of 54 votes, something the Irish Farmers Association described as a weak mandate. That was denied by Junior Minister Malcolm Noonan.
I disagree that it's a weak mandate. It's a strong mandate. It's strong support for nature restoration in Europe, given that I've been quite divisive all along. And certainly we are ready and willing to engage and have engaged with the IFA and other farm organisations over the last number of years.
Even if the European Parliament didn't vote for the plans, the Irish government had committed to continuing through with the schemes to increase biodiversity. Farmers have raised concerns about the loss of land and fishing rights and say they should be properly compensated by the European Union. Two of Ireland's 13 MEPs voted against the plan: Independent Luke Ming Flanagan and Sinn Féin's Chris McManus.
The Donegal Film Office is inviting applicants for its Short Film Bursary Award. Grants of €10,000 will be awarded to go towards the cost of production a short drama or documentary film of 10 to 12 minutes in length shot within the county. In 2023, an investment of €9.3 million was spent in screen productions in Donegal, with local crew, cast, accommodation and services benefiting. The closing date for applications is 4 p.m. on March 29th. More details are available on donegalfilmoffice.ie. The departing Bishop of Raphoe says he feels like he's leaving home. Earlier this year, it was confirmed that Bishop Alan McGuckian, who spent the past 6 years in Donegal, is to move to Belfast and take up the position of Bishop of Down and Connor, Ireland's second largest diocese. Last night, St. Eunan's Cathedral in Letterkenny was packed for a farewell mass in advance of Bishop Alan's departure. This morning, he spoke on the 9 till noon show and told Greg Hughes while Jesuits expect to be moved, an appointment to Down and Connor was a complete surprise.
Part of the deal with being a Jesuit is that you're on the move and you expect to be moved, to be asked to move, and you move. But when I became a bishop, that was just a totally new thing, and there was a sense that I'm married to this now and this is it. I will... So in my mind's eye, I had myself wondering, well, where, when I retire, where will I be? And I had myself at various places, always in County Donegal. I'm nearly embarrassed to say it, but I said it to the people last night, you know, like, where would I be buried? I would be buried in Donegal. So absolutely. When I spoke over in Belfast the day that it was announced that I was to be the bishop there, I spoke, and it's very true, in terms of I am coming home. I was born and raised in North County Antrim, and that is my home. But I have a sense also here that I'm leaving home. This has been my home.
An unexploded World War II shell has been discovered in Malagigan. Its security alert was launched after a historic piece of ammunition was found in the Point Road area shortly before 6 p.m. yesterday evening. Ammunition technical officers attended the scene today and carried out a controlled explosion on the device. Gardaí are appealing to all car owners to ensure their vehicle is locked. It's after a small sum of cash was stolen from an unlocked car in Carrigans in the early hours of Saturday morning last. A short time later, a car in St Johnston was also entered. Nothing was taken, but damage was caused to the ignition. Gardaí are appealing for information on two male teenagers observed in the areas at this time. Looking to weather, scattered showers becoming isolated this evening, dry to start tonight with clear spells. Cloud will thicken from the west overnight with outbreaks of rain, drizzle and mist developing. Cold at first with lows of 2 to 4 degrees. To conclude this evening's headlines, defective Bloc campaigners appeared at the Oireachtas Housing Committee this afternoon. Councillor Jerry McMonagall expressed his frustrations when two answers he submitted in November remain unanswered at today's meeting of the Regional Health Forum West. Gardaí are hunting the drivers of a blue Ford Transit van they believe was involved in a number of thefts in Letterkenny in the early hours of yesterday morning, and almost €120,000 worth of suspected cannabis has been seized in South Donegal. That's all for Highland Radio News for now. Back again at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 27th of February. The death has occurred of Dennis Carberry Sr., Killa, Kilcar, Donegal, formerly of Mount Melick, Laois. Reposing at McBrearty's funeral home, Killybegs, tomorrow from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Removal on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 1 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. House strictly private, please, at his own request. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Hospice Letterkenny, care of McBrearty Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of May McClay, Hamilton, Duncastle Road, New Buildings. Funeral service at Adair and Neely Funeral Home on Thursday morning at 11, followed by burial in Muff Parish Church Burial Ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Edgewater Nursing Home or Waterside Hospital General Fund. Visitors are welcome to see May between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. tomorrow and from 9 a.m. on the day of the funeral. The death has occurred of Frank Dorian, Tully Beg, Ardra, reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, until 7 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to the family home in Tully Beg. Wake at his home from this evening until 10 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 11 in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.